CZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The Basic Education Department says they've crossed the halfway mark in the matric final exams despite some challenges. Minister Siviwe Gwagube says they've tried to stay on top of them.
Our operational systems have been designed to preempt and resolve challenges quickly, from distributing of exam papers to the management of security and supervision. Our dedicated teams are actively monitoring each phase of the exam process. We are also leveraging technology to maintain real-time oversight, which enables us to detect any irregularities and address them before they can substantially impact the examination process.
Gwagube adds the stormy weather, particularly in KZN and the Eastern Cape, have also been challenging. And South African police have used rubber bullets and stun grenades to disperse a group of Mozambican nationals attempting to force entry at the border with Mpumalanga. News 24 is reporting that the incident occurred when a group pushed open the Lebombo border gate. Officers responded with force. Several individuals have been arrested. The SAPs worked to restore order at the port of entry. There have been violent protests in Maputo since the results of Mozambique's October 9th election named Frelimo the winner. South Africa's Border Management Authority temporarily shut the border overnight, saying it had received reports of vehicles being torched in an apparent escalation of the demonstrations across the border. Sundusi Municipality has advised residents and businesses with outstanding debt to take advantage of the ongoing amnesty program. The city says it's intensifying its credit control measures to strengthen its revenue collection. Yesterday, a company faced liquidation due to its outstanding municipal debt of more than 600,000 rand. Sundusi spokesperson Ndobeko Mkhize says its property is being auctioned on Monday.
This action is part of the municipality's ongoing efforts to address the culture of non-payment and also to recover outstanding municipal debt. Four additional properties with significant arrears will also go under the hammer in the coming month. The municipality is urging all residents and also businesses with outstanding debts to come forward and discuss a payment plan in order to bring their accounts up to date and to prevent any legal action or property auction.
U.S. stock markets have hit record highs after the presidential result. It's jumped more than 3% at the news of Donald Trump coming back for a second stint as president. Trump sealed the victory when he passed the 270 electoral college votes. Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris is expected to concede defeat later today. And Interpol says a six-day international police operation against human trafficking has led to more than 2,500 arrests. Raids were carried out between late September and early last month. It says over 3,000 potential victims have also been rescued. They include miners forced to work on farms in Argentina, migrants in nightclubs in North Macedonia, and people coerced into begging in Iraq or to serve in private households across the Middle East. Durban 20 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 16, Richards Bay 21. For Newswatch, I'm Dino Mpahle.